securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
Niles Gens joining us live in studio. Steve Gottwald filling in for Bob Hughes this morning. Niles, it's been a while.
Yeah, we were just talking before we went on air. It has to be 6-7 years since we've done a show.
Yeah.
Together.
You and I face-to-face, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good to see you.
Good to see you as well. You're looking well.
Well, thank you. The same. We have a little few more gray hairs on both of us.
Absolutely.
So Bob is back, what, tomorrow? Or?
Bob is back tomorrow.
Good. Yeah, good. I texted him Monday night. So we'll look forward to seeing him again next week.
Sounds good. No, we were just talking about retirement. We're both of an age.
Right.
And you deal with this all the time, but you know, I'm looking ahead and I take greater and greater interest in these issues of what to do and what not to do when you're approaching retirement. And you have an interesting list here to share with us this morning about the anti-bucket. We all have the bucket list of things we want to do in retirement,
right.
But there's this bucket list you've got of
right.
What you shouldn't do.
So we'll talk about it today on air. Then, of course, these shows are replayed on Saturday and Sunday. So if you don't catch all of it today or if you want to listen again Saturday and Sunday, it's replayed. But before we get into today's agenda, we do have some workshops coming up in February.
Yes.
So the first one would be February 1st at the Coyote Moon here east of town at the Territorial Golf Course. And the second one will be February 7th at the Holiday Inn here in town. So, again, if you're, I'd say, 50-ish and older, and if you do want to retire someday, these are good events to attend. I've been doing public speaking like this for, probably 35-plus years-ish of events like
wow.
this. And one time here a while back, the staff tried counting up how many times I've done presentations, and I think they were approaching 600 before they finally said, that's enough.
Wow.
So over 600 times I've done presentations in my career. So I do the vast majority of them at the office. Kevin does them on occasion, and then Roger Strage, who runs the Elk River office, does events down there too.
So these workshops are free.
Yep.
To people who are interested, like you said, 50-somethings looking towards retirement. There's a dinner involved,
right.
But they do need to RSVP. They need to register.
You need to call us at 320-258-3688, RSVP. If you're married, it's a good idea for both couples, both of you to attend. If you can't, both of you can't attend, one of you attend, and then take good notes. And then we do offer a one-hour consultation at our office the week or so after the event that you can just talk about you, okay? So, again, these presentations are well attended. In the wintertime, sometimes we have to play with the winter conditions, but we're Minnesotans. We can almost weather anything. So those are on our website, Gens Financial, GENTZ Financial.com. Click on events. January will pop up the calendar. You'll see nothing on there. Go ahead, click on the drop box above that. Click on February and click go, and then you'll see it. I had to be trained how to do that too, Steve, by the way. So, again, like you'd already mentioned, retirees anti-bucket list. Again, in the past, we've always talked about the bucket list. So now we're going to talk about the other side. So your retirement bucket list is no doubt packed with fun stuff. And let's discuss how to ensure you don't get blindsided by things that could be prevented. So statistics tell us there's roughly 10,000 people retiring every day in the United States. Generally, they're in their 60s when this happens, generally speaking. But there are pitfalls that we're going to try to avoid, okay?
Absolutely.
So I've been doing this retirement planning for 44 years come August, okay? So what did Abraham Lincoln say, 4 score plus 4? Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Four score and some years ago.
Okay.
Our fathers brought forth, yes.
That's exactly. It. So some kind of speech that we probably should remember better than that. So one thing is people are going to think working longer than necessary.
This one intrigued me.
Yes, and you brought that up.
This one intrigued me.
Before we went on air. So basically, I get a kick out of these ads that you'll see on TV or you'll catch them on the internet or some will come in the office. And I watched this video. I said, what did you watch it on? I watched it on TikTok. Okay, stop it. TikTok is not a retirement planning tool, okay? One of the most common retirement misconceptions is the belief that one must work to a specific age and accumulate a certain amount of dollars before they retire. So some people say, well, I got to work till 65, and something on the internet said I'd have $1 million before I could retire.
Yeah, gosh, don't I have to have $1 million in the bank to pull the plug?
Yep, I have to have $1 million in investments before I could retire. Then I sit back and think, well, let's think about St. Cloud area. The vast majority of people have not accumulated $1 million for retirement.
No, I would think not.
Because wages, St. Cloud was known years ago for low wages. Okay, remember that? Probably going back, 20, 30 years ago? Okay?
Absolutely.
So my wife and I moved to St. Cloud. It'd be January of 82. So this town was historically known for low wages. Now, there are some people listening today that have accumulated more than $1 million, but the vast majority of people have not. So to have in your mind that I have to work to a certain age, have a certain amount of money set aside, is a good thought, but you can't
you're drive yourself nuts.
Yes, you will. So again, it's time is precious. We don't know how much time we have left here. You and I could both die today, and we're about the same age. Okay.
So both of us know people,
yes,
who are neighbors, friends, yep, family members who waited too long, yep, and now they can't do the things they,
yep,
want to do.
Yep, they had health went to heck on them right away, that type of thing. So don't wait too long. We're having that. My daughter and I had this conversation on Monday with myself. Okay, I love what I do. Okay, I get up every morning probably too early, ready to go for the day. Okay, because what do I do? I sit in my office on my you-know-what, talking to nice people all day long. It's like a family.
It's not bad.
It's like a family reunion with family that you like, and you get to talk all day about family stuff. I know my clients' grandkids' names. I know when a grandkid gets married. I know their kids' names. You know, sometimes I know their dog's name, that type of thing. You know, we're talking about, you know, their finances, of course, too. But along the way, your clients get to be friends, okay? So again, my thought of retirement is to ease into it.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, maybe cut back to, well, for me, cut back to 40 hours a week. Okay. maybe cut back to 4 days a week, that type of thing. So my plans are to ease into it, and my easement probably will take me into my 70s. Okay. Because again, what do? I sit and talk to nice people all day, and it's a fun thing for me to do. Plus, you know, Steve, you and I can talk to you. My wife doesn't want me home all day either.
No, and we talk about that downshift. Paul and I have talked about that. I mean, you don't just, you know, one day you say, I'm done with work, and you go sit on the couch and eat potato chips.
Right.
That's not a healthy retirement.
No.
For anybody.
Yeah, so again, there is no exact time to retire, exact date, I should say, to retire or age. And there's no exact dollar amount. Everybody's situation is different. So don't get your nose bent out of shape when you hear this ad saying, well, God, they said I got to have $1 million. I'm not even close to that. I'm going to drive myself nuts because I don't have it. Everybody's different, okay? Number two, I see this all the time, coping with loneliness.
Yeah.
Now, people think loneliness means loss of a spouse, which, of course, it is. But I'm talking more about, in this scenario, loss of loneliness, coping with loneliness, I should say, is camaraderie at work.
Yeah, suddenly you don't have all those colleagues to talk visit with, the meetings to go to, and we complain about it while we're working, but then suddenly you don't have it, and there's this hole in your life.
Right, so like right now, your sales people are having a sales meeting this morning, so when some of those salespeople retire, they're not going to have that camaraderie of the 10 or 15 salespeople you have here. You're going to have the same thing on it with your on-air people that you deal with. You know, so loneliness is not only loss of a spouse, but loss of camaraderie and just talking to coworkers, okay? So again, loneliness it can be huge. Battling depression due to lack of purpose.
Wow, there's a big one.
Yep. So like just take myself for example. If I would quit cold turkey, if I would call staff into a meeting this afternoon and say, yep, everybody, on Friday you'll notice I'm pulling my pickup up to the door, and I'm loading my stuff out of my office.
I'm out of here.
And by the way, there's a lock company coming in Friday afternoon changing the locks, and I'm not getting a key. You're on your own. My clients listening, don't be scared.
If
I did quit working on Friday and I woke up Monday morning, what am I going to do? Helene's going to look at me and she says, let's go out for breakfast. So we go to Forget Me Not Restaurant in Buffalo or Perkins up here in town or whatever. We go out for breakfast, and we stop at a hardware store on the way home to buy something I probably have five of already. And then Monday afternoon, I'm putzing around the pole barn.
Now what?
So then Tuesday, I wake up, I go, well, yesterday was nice, but here I'm sitting at my I have a little office in my pole barn. So I'm sitting at my desk. My dog's looking at me and go, what are you doing here? She goes, I usually play at mom at this time of the day, this time of week, and why are you here?
It's no joke, because a lot of us look ahead to retirement. Right. We think about when we're going to retire, and not a lot of us think about, okay, so what happens when that happens?
Yeah, what's next?
What's next?
What's next? So battling depression due to lack of purpose. Also, number four, dealing with just-in-case retirement. People, the biggest fear with people that we talk about at the workshops and then in person at the office is the fear of running out of money, okay?
Outliving your dollars.
Yep, often leads to just-in-case retirement strategy to create unnecessary budget constraints and concerns. Mm. I battle this not daily at the office, but weekly. I'll sit down with clients, can well afford to do some fun things, and they don't because they're so scared that it's going to cost money and that something's going to happen afterwards and they won't have that money. So they'll hang around in Stearns County their whole lives and never leave the state of Minnesota because they're so concerned about that dollar amount because they don't have a plan in place. So when you retire, you need to have a bucket set off to the side. This is what I would call our fun bucket, not fund,
right.
Fun bucket, to be able to do things. So I had a client in yesterday, Mark, and I had a nice visit. His wife wasn't able to make it. They're leaving on a trip to New Zealand here in 2 weeks.
Wow.
That's been on my bucket list for years.
Same.
So he's going to gather information for me to look at how their trip was. So, yeah, you want to be able to have enjoyment in retirement and not worry about your finances, okay?
And you want to plan accordingly, right?
Correct. So the easiest way to plan for that is have predictable and stable income coming in every month. So you know we're sitting in the middle of January almost here doing this show. You know what's going to come in February as far as income. You know what's going to come in March, April, May. Every month you know what's going to come in. You might have a bump in your income up maybe in April or May and then later in the fall to offset real estate taxes, you know, that type of thing. But if you know that you have a certain amount of dollar amount coming in every month, you'll sleep good. So, for example, being a retirement planning person, I have our budget figured out all the way 7-8 years down the road.
Wow, good for you.
I know what's going to come in at that time. I'm using Social Security as my base, okay? Don't listen to these TikTok or YouTube videos that Social Security is going broke and Biden's taking all of our money and they're taking all of our bank accounts before he leaves office.
Stop. Not going to happen.
Stop it, okay? So I have Social Security pegged in, SSA.gov, if you've not done that already. So I know what Helene and my Social Security checks roughly gets. It's an estimate on your statement, but it's close.
So yeah, it's easy to do. Yep. Go online, and I've done that a couple of times in the last couple of years.
You should check it every year, okay?
Know what you're getting.
Yep, so I know I'm planning on taking Social Security at 70. So Helene's 3 years younger than I am, so she's 67, been a domestic engineer pretty much her whole married life. So she will get half of my FRA, but my full retirement would have been at 67. She gets half of that, and then I get my full FRA plus 8% per year to 70. So our budget, our goal in retirement is that Social Security payments to us will cover our monthly expenses.
Right.
And then some.
When you get to 70.
When I get to 70. Now, obviously, I'm a ways away from 70. So, but you need, that's what'll help you figure out, too, what it's going to be if you want to retire at 64, 65, 62, whatever. We need to figure all that out, okay? Tightening budgets based on market mayhem. The stock market does correct itself. Some people use the word crash. No, crash happened in 1929, okay? The market is not going to crash, okay? Again, that's a TikTok, YouTube thing, okay? The market will have corrections. Back 07, 2007, 8, and 9, the market did go down. I think it was down like 30-some-odd percent in those 3 years. But you don't want to worry about what the market's doing. If previously, like I said, you have predictable and stable income, no matter what the market does, you still got that income coming in. So you don't have to tighten your budget because you already have that income coming in. Okay.
You know, that's probably true when you're in your investing years as well as your retirement years, is don't overreact to volatility in the market.
Right.
That's just a time-old thing that financial planners like yourself will tell us over and over again.
Right. So when the market goes down, well, it went down 100 points yesterday, basically, who cares? 100 points on that much volume is nothing. But if the stock market had a $500, $600, $800 drop in one day, our phone does not ring at the office. Besides regular routine calls coming in.
Okay? That's good.
Because clients are not calling in and panicking because they have listened to what we're talking about today, okay? So number six, handling health-related financial hardships.
That's a big one.
Somewhere down the road, your health is going to go you know where, okay? So all of us are going to suffer some kind of health condition somewhere down the road. Now, it could be a quick scenario where you have a heart attack and done, okay? That's the way my entire family does. Heart attack and done.
Yeah.
There's been no long-term illnesses except for my mom.
Mm.
My mom was in a nursing home 2 weeks short of 2 years.
Wow.
If you want to know how much a nursing home costs in your particular zip code, we have a software program at the office that we could type in any zip code in the state of Minnesota, in the country, to tell us what a nursing home costs, what assisted living costs, home health care costs in the particular zip code. Last time Kevin looked at that for me, I believe St. Cloud was $150,000 a year to be in a nursing home.
Wow.
And somebody goes, well, they can't charge that much. That's a crime. Not the point.
We just had the Alzheimer's folks on, on the air yesterday talking about the cost of a month of memory care.
Yep.
You end up
getting
into that more intensive memory care, which a lot of people end up in.
Yep.
$13,000 a month?
Yeah, well, that's $150,000 a year.
Crazy.
So again, you need to be prepared for that. There are some financial people out there that still sell long-term care insurance. I'm not against it. I'm not for it. But I think there's better ideas than been paying a monthly premium, okay? And I can help you with that when you come in the office. Number seven is a huge one, and I see this all way too often. Fumbling relationships and legacies.
Yeah.
When somebody dies, I have seen family members fight over the stupidest things, and I sit back and look, and I go, holy smokes. Fight over a coffee cup, fight over a bench that they stepped on when they brushed their teeth when they were kids. Grandpa's old rusted out 12-gauge shotgun that hasn't put a shell through it in 50 years. You know,
crazy. Besides
money and land and property. But again, you need to have things down that when you die, here is what's going to happen. Okay? Who gets this particular thing? For example, my wife and I have been blessed with one daughter and three sons. So my wife has her wedding ring, engagement ring. Obviously been upgraded since we were married as teenagers.
I certainly hope so.
It has been, okay? But it's an easy there to know our daughter gets Helene's wedding ring, okay, and engagement ring, okay? But my wife has other jewelry. So granddaughter here, daughter-in-law here, granddaughter here, that type of thing, okay? And then my sons and my daughter deer hunts too, who gets dad's collection, okay? I basically told my kid, thankfully my wife and I have been blessed with four kids who get along, okay? And they understand when Helene and I have deceased, don't fight over things. Just sit down with some common sense. Like, for example, when my mom died a little over 5 years ago, I have three brothers. I'm the youngest one of the four. I keep telling people my mom and dad kept practicing until they made it perfect, of course.
Yeah, right.
Just kidding.
As an oldest, I'll disagree.
Oh, okay. You're one of them, okay?
I'm one of them.
You're one of them. But anyhow, so my three brothers and I sat in the living room about a month after mom's demise. My wife was in the kitchen with my only sister-in-law. They basically were there for a sounding board, if you would. So we sat there, and my brothers are quiet compared to me. And I said, okay, guys, anybody want, and we're sitting in the living room, anybody want anything? Nope. There's mom's chinaware and several plates and stuff that we ate, you know, Christmas and Easter, only time mom ever drug it out. And that's in the china hut. So we open up the door. Anybody want mom's china set? And my brothers go, nope, none of our kids want it. We don't want it. And my sister-in-law, my wife walked in. Well, Niles, we think one of your kids would like that. I looked at my brothers. They go, yep, fine.
Done.
So we went through every room like that.
But it's not always like that. Not all families are like that. And you're absolutely right. I mean, making that list really helps because then there's no question. You know, mom said this stuff is going to this person.
Right.
Dad said this stuff's going to go to these people.
Right. But you need to have it written down.
Right.
I've even heard stories, and it's not stories, it's true, where somebody, the funeral's going on, and some relative will sneak in the house back to pick up there and start helping us. I've heard of that. I know it's true.
Okay? Wow.
So the key is communication.
Absolutely. Niles Gentz in studio with us, Gentz Financial. And I know you're planning on turning over the business someday to Niles Jr. and your daughter, but
and Kevin and others, and others. But that's a long ways away.
Succession planning.
Yep.
We have more to talk about just ahead with Niles Gentz, but we are going to do news next, and then we'll be back to talk more with Niles about financial planning and your future retirement. Niles Gentz of Gentz Financial joining us live in studio. Steve Gottwald filling in for Bob Hughes. Niles, great to be visiting with you again and kind of working through the bucket list that you don't want, the things that you don't want to do in retirement.
So we are going to go over our workshops coming up in February. So go to our website, Gentz, G-E-N-T-Z, financial.com. Click on the events tab. You'll see, click on you'll see January calendar pop up. You'll see nothing on it for January. So click on the little drop-down bar, click on February, then hit go, and then you'll see them, okay?
That's what you want.
Yep, so the first one is February 1st at the Coyote Moon here east of town at the Territorial Golf Course. All of our events start at 6 o'clock, of course, and we are prompt. That clock clicks 6 o'clock. We're going, okay? And the second one for the month of February will be February 7th at the Holiday Inn. So some topics we cover is how Biden's proposed tax plans in Congress, multi-trillion dollar infrastructure and welfare bills may impact your retirement, ways to reduce risk in a volatile market and preserve assets against losses, how the end of two popular Social Security filing strategies could impact your future distributions, and so on and so forth. Okay.
Right.
So again, we do start promptly at 6 o'clock. We do serve a nice dinner, and the presentation itself starts at 6:30. Please come if you're interested in having a successful retirement, okay? Don't come just because, oh, Niles is feeding me a free meal. That's the side part of this whole thing, okay? So the reason why we do a free meal is because it's dinner time when we do these things, okay? Mm-hmm. So again, if you cannot attend, doesn't work in your schedule, or you just don't like going to public events, some people don't like to, just give us a call at 320-258-3688. You can just come into the office. And you'll visit with us first. You'll visit with Niles Jr. or Kevin first, and then they'll do a fact gathering appointment with you. Then you'll meet with me the second time.
Paula and I have been to one of these. They're really, really good. Very valuable information. Just a great thing if you've ever thought of doing this, if you're concerned about financial planning for your retirement. Great event to go to, and I'd encourage people to do it.
Yeah, and there's no pressure involved. You know, we do offer a one-hour consultation following the event, but again, we don't lock the doors until you make an appointment. Don't worry about that. Although the vast majority of people do make an appointment to come see us.
Absolutely.
So we're going to wrap up the anti-bucket list of 10 experiences you don't want in retirement. And we kind of started with a number 7 and then didn't go through it all the way through. Number 7 is fumbling relationships and legacies. I can't tell you how many times I've seen families implode after mom and dad have passed away. Luckily, with my three brothers, everything went okay. A couple, three hiccups along the way, no big deal. My family dynamics is you bark at each other for 30 seconds. So, okay, you done barking? Yep. Okay, let's go have a beer. And then it's never brought up again. Okay. It's
just absolutely right.
Boom,
exactly.
Done.
Yep.
I've seen other family situations where something has happened and they don't talk to their siblings ever again.
Mm.
Or if they do, it's not a very good talking. Nothing out there is worth fighting over. Mom and dad, all of us listening, have your ducks in a row. So, example, with my wife and I, when we pass away, the kids are not going to keep our house. They're going to sell it. They split the proceeds four ways. You know, most of our stuff in anybody's house, our house included, your kids don't want most of your stuff. I always kid that when you die, your kids are going to put a dumpster by each door and start throwing your stuff away.
It's true. It is true.
Don't want most of your stuff. They have better TVs than you have. They have better furniture. Plus, who wants mom and dad's old furniture? Think about it. You might have a grandkid in college, might take your recliner or something.
You might keep one thing that's a keepsake or important to you, but this notion that you're going to, everything in the contents of your parents' house is going to end up in your homes is crazy.
You're going to see a jewelry, mom's jewelry. Dad might have a nice watch, maybe. My watch doesn't exist. With your dad, might be your guns or fishing equipment, you know, that tools.
Right.
But again, get things written down so they don't fight over stuff like that. Okay. Focusing too much, and this is a big one, focusing too much to get in a zero tax bracket.
What's up with that?
Well, people try to keep their income so low. You know, they don't take money out of their investments because, I got to pay taxes on that. Well, either you're going to pay taxes on it or your kids are going to pay taxes on it.
Right.
Where do you think tax brackets will be few years down the road compared to today? So most tax preparers will tell you to take out of your investments, but just don't drive yourself to a higher tax bracket.
Right. Okay? Exactly.
But people get so hung up. I don't want to take money out of my investments because I got to pay taxes on it. Yes, I don't like paying taxes either. Okay. But again, don't rat hole that money away and never use it because then keep your life so simple you never do anything because you don't want to pay taxes. Number nine, see this on occasion, not so much, but on occasion. Supporting capable. Now, the key word is capable children.
Yeah, a lot of people do this. They've got this notion they got to give their kids who are doing pretty well for themselves already a big bunch of money.
So the scenario they use, pretty much everybody listening has been on an airplane, flight attendant, or you watch a movie, oxygen mask deploy, please put it on yourself first, then help the person next to you. Same thing with your finances. Oxygen mask drops, your finances, take care of yourself first, before you help other people, okay? By all means, don't be signing student loans for your kids or your grandkids. No, okay? If they can't afford college, there's other things they could do. One's called work, okay? Another one's
called... What a concept.
What a concept. Another one's called the military. You know, my oldest brother was in the military 29 years. He didn't see any combat. He was in supply support.
Well, I'll tell you the benefits, the skills, the educational opportunities. It's not a bad choice.
No, I agree 100% that the military is a good option. Okay, in my opinion. Last one on number 10, managing high interest debt. Credit cards, in my opinion, professionally and personally, are the worst things ever invented.
Mm, yeah. Okay?
They are so many people out there that come in the office. 40, 50, 60, 70,000 on credit.
Oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't say a lot of people, but some people. And I've seen well over 100,000. So you have Dave Ramsey on at 6 o'clock, I think, every day on KSI.
Right.
I don't agree 100% with Dave on everything. Of course, no two people would. Okay, but I agree with 96, 97% of what he says.
This whole notion that debt is the enemy is a really good lesson to get into your head.
Now there's business debt or farming debt where you want to buy a piece of property or a large piece of equipment. You're going to have to go into debt to buy it, you know, but again, you pay it off. But for people out there who don't run a business or have a small business or work for somebody else, credit cards are terrible. My wife and I have preached to our kids all the way growing up. And as far as I know, none of our four kids have credit cards.
Wow.
They have them, but don't use them, okay? Because I think they know if I heard about they'd have a big debt, they're gonna get talked to. Okay,
we have them. We pay off our balances every month.
Yep.
And this notion that, you know, what is an average credit card today is carrying what, 20%,
18%? Yeah, at least. Yeah,
it's crazy.
So my wife and I carry credit cards because as a business owner, I have to. Okay, but we pay ours off every month, and we build points. So find one that builds points, cash back, that type of thing. So in conclusion, time is your biggest asset in retirement. It's also your biggest asset in pre-retirement. You have time to plan for your retirement. So if you're in your 50s, early 60s, and attend one of our events, I guarantee you, you will learn something. And I told that to people on air or in person, and they came up to me afterwards, yep, Niles, I thought you were going to be wrong, but we learned something.
Absolutely. Okay?
So again, don't spend your time in a state of fear. A retirement should be offers the best years of your life. We don't know how many years you're going to have in that retirement. So again, if you want help with retirement planning, give us a holler. In the last, 5 minutes we have left, Steve? How the 10-year RMD rule works for inherited IRAs.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, so an inherited IRA is an IRA that you're leaving to a non-spouse. Okay?
Kids.
So, yep, kids, nephews, nieces, anybody else. So when you die and you have a tax-qualified plan and you're married – and that account transfers over to your spouse, that is not a taxable event. So, okay. For example, if I had $100,000 with XYZ brokerage firm in an IRA and I died, Helene is the beneficiary, transfer on death, TOD. The money goes to Helene. That is not a taxable event. If I died and I was over 73 at the time, 73 and older, and I had not taken out my required minimum distribution before I died, Helene would have to take it out before she could inherit the account.
Okay,
so let's say my required minimum distribution was $4,000 at age 73. It was about what it is. So they would take the $4,000 out of the account, send it to my wife. And that's the tax that they'll have to pay taxes on that $4,000. Just on that $4,000. Right. The $96,000 that's left over, that would go to her. Now it's hers. If she's under 73 when she inherited it, she does not have to pay taxes. She does not have to take a distribution until she's 73 and older. So like I mentioned before, Helene's 3 years younger than me. So let's say she inherited it when she was 70. Again, I would be 73. She'd have to take out the $4,000 when I died.
Right.
And then the $96,000, she could leave it invested until she turned 73 and then take out the required minimum distribution at 73 and then continue on for the rest of her life. So let's say Helene lived to 80, which I hope she lives much longer than that. And I hope I make it past 73 too, Steve.
Absolutely.
But again, so when Helene dies at age 80 in my example, and let's say the account is now worth still 100 grand for easy figuring. So all four of the kids would get 25,000 apiece.
So per stirpes, as they say.
Yep. So 25,000 apiece. All four kids have two choices. Take a lump sum payment of the 25,000.
And pay taxes on it.
Pay taxes at their tax bracket, not mom's, theirs. The other one, next one could say, nope, I don't want that $25,000. They could put it in what's called an inherited IRA.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, okay. Some people call it a beneficial IRA. Inherited means the same thing. And let it sit there for up to 10 years following Helene's death. Along the way, they can take money out along the way and pay taxes on it. But at the end of the 10th year, they have to empty the account.
And pay taxes.
Right. They cannot commingle it with their money. So these are things, one of these things, this is we spend at the workshop talking about. We dive into it in more detail. So again, workshops are February 1st and the 7th. They are on our website. You do have to RSVP. If you don't... I hate to say this, but we're going to have to send you home.
Niles, always great information. Yep, Niles Gentz, Gentz Financial. You can reach him at 320-258-3688. 258-3688. Always fantastic information to get us ready for lifetime income.
Yeah, nice to see you again. Hope it's not 7 years again before I see you again.
So. I hope so, too. Niles, stay warm, safe, and well.
Yeah, everybody stay warm this weekend.
Thank you. Niles Gens, Gens Financial. Again, 320-258-3688, and those workshops coming up on February 1st and February 7th. Thanks again, Niles.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3 KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.